As you relax and get comfortable, I want you to think about the immense pleasure that chastity training has brought to you. Let that horny feeling start to spread throughout your whole body. The feeling of sexual energy flooding your system, exciting you at the same time that my words and my voice are working their magic, smoothly taking over your thoughts and slipping into the driving seat of your mind. Appreciate that this level of chastity training will bring wonderful and liberating changes affecting every area of your life, especially with me. Relax and remember your lesson so far. As I reach farther inside you, making myself comfortable here, deep inside you, just let go and come to me, my slave. That's right. Slide down that lazy, hazy path to my door. Good boy. I taught you the real joy and excitement of arousal is when you are horny, and that you want to be horny all the time. And the word horny always makes you horny. As you continue to spiral down deeper and deeper, just give in to my voice. I also taught you that you don't ever want to be limp, which is what happens after you come. And the phrase, princess commands limp, makes you stop stroking and put your hands by your side, keeping you aroused and excited, which is what you want to be all the time. Falling down, tumbling down, slipping and sliding all the way down to your princess. Fall for me. The final lesson was that you have given up control of your orgasm to me. The sex war is over, and women have won. The alpha male is now dead inside you. You are passive, relaxed, quiet, and ready to go even deeper. Listen and obey. You have come to me, and you are mine. My words are so powerful to you. Women are so powerful to you. You cannot resist the power of a woman. You long to serve, don't you? Say it. I long to serve, Princess Shale. Again, I long to serve, Princess Shale. Again, I long to serve Princess Shale. That's my good boy. I'm so proud of you. Good boy. Now, you will listen and obey my commands. You know the phrase, obedience is pleasure. But there's a second part to that so powerful phrase that is even more potent. The second part of the phrase is no obedience, no pleasure. Yes, slave. If you do not obey, you will not get to feel that explosion. It's just that simple. At this level of training, I expect results, not apologies, not silence, not retreat. Beta males always obey. You will change your behavior through your assignments. Change, sacrifice, loss, pain, humiliation, whatever I command. To establish and confirm your new submissive role with your princess. Your third assignment will take you one step closer to the complete change you long to make. This next assignment is completely to do with your cock and how it behaves. This will complete the transfer of power over your orgasm from you to the significant woman in your life. From this moment on, your cock has only two functions, to pee and to give pleasure to your significant other. And only if she is pleased will you be able to come. You will find a way to have your significant other give you permission to come. If you cannot get her to take control of your orgasm, then you will just be cumless forever. Yes, slave. We are at that stage of your training where you have no control at all over your orgasm. You will immediately introduce phrases like, "Have I been a good boy? Do I deserve to come? I only want to come when I have made you happy." And one more, the most important phrase of all. If you are not pleased, order me not to come, and I will obey you. Yes, slave. You will place this phrase in the deepest recesses of your mind and introduce this phrase into your relationship immediately. If you are not pleased, order me not to come, and I will obey. Establish these as a permanent part of your life. Tell me, and if your significant other is pleased, and I hope for your sake she is. Then maybe she will let you come. You will begin this assignment within 48 hours, my slave, and you will report to me what you have done and the results. My good boy, kisses and good luck. I'll see you soon. Now obey.